Last Saturday, I was driving between Eagle River and Minocqua, Wisconsin, when I decided to take a little detour onto County Highway O. There are lots of interesting birds in the open area along the road, including bluebirds nesting in old snags. But after taking a few photos there, I moved on to the deeper forest farther along. And that's where I came upon a lovely thing, a Canada warbler singing away. One might think that a bird with the name Canada Warbler would punctuate song phrases with an occasional A, but that's apparently only heard in human vocalizations. Canada Warblers have a distinctive, short, sputtery song that always makes me smile when I hear it, which is not nearly often enough. They live in cool, moist forests with a mix of coniferous and deciduous trees and a dense understory. They're often found in areas having abundant sphagnum moss cover. They nest on or near the ground in recessed pockets within moss hummocks or upturned tree root masses. They spend much of their time at our eye level or beneath, even when singing, so if you manage to get your binoculars on one, it's pretty easy to watch. And the little guy I found sat out on a low horizontal branch for many minutes, allowing me to take photos and sound recordings, which I posted on my blog. I love looking at Canada warblers as much as hearing them. They have a handsome dark grayish blue wings and back, and a deeply bright throat and underside decorated with a lovely black necklace. They have perfectly round white eye rings connected by yellow, giving them a charming, spectacled appearance. They're among the last warblers to arrive in spring and the first to leave in late summer. They winter all the way down in South America, so there isn't much of a window of time to enjoy them up here. Canada warblers are declining, and ornithologists seem mystified about the reasons. They do need a lush, deciduous, and mossy understory in their nesting areas, so I wouldn't be surprised if the overpopulation of white-tailed deer isn't contributing to their decline. In some forests now, you can look across a lake to see a clean, even line at the bottom of a distant forest stand, all the trees chewed off up to precisely the height that deer browse. The forest floor is being eaten alive by deer, and recent research indicates that deer also eat a large number of eggs and nestlings in ground nests. Canada warblers are one of the northern treasures that a great many people would work hard to protect and defend if only they knew Canada warblers existed. Our North Woods has such rich biodiversity, but many of the components, from frogs and salamanders to many of the brightest warblers, even though they're an essential part of the forest, are often undetected by us, in the way that some of the instruments of a symphony orchestra aren't always noticed, though a composition can sound hollow and off when an instrument is missing. I'm always a little bewildered when I talk to someone who isn't sure he's ever even seen a warbler, because so many of these delightful creatures are startlingly beautiful. But where do people learn about warblers and how to see them? Schools have too many other burdens, scouting and other youth groups too many other focuses, children too little free time, and so most Canada warblers, American redstarts, and other beautiful creatures sneak into the North Country each spring, undetected and unappreciated by human eyes. You can see a lot of photos of at least one of them electronically on birderblog.com, but the real place to see them is in the woods. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.